sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what it does to a person to go for over 2 years, 2.5 years, and not be able to talk to his family. It hurts. I still love you. And I've learned a lot about love over the past many years. Tomorrow I'm taking my friend Mike to Jasper so we can appear, see the judge, because he's got one of these devices that was put on his truck that he has to blow in every 5 minutes or so. Otherwise, issues happen with the truck or whatever. Can't start it until he does it. It's ridiculous, the world that we live in. And hopefully this will be removed, the requirement will be removed, because it's been, you know, I mean, this is one of these... He went through the process, got everything done. They said, now you got to add this after over a year. Hopefully that'll be taken care of for him. But because he can't drive that far, I have to drive him tomorrow. Because, you see, I do this. I know this is a word that you don't understand, but I do this as an act of love. I do this because he asked. And, you know, I've actually read Matthew 5. Apparently that's not shared. Or is it 6 when it talks about anyone who asks? I do this because I'm trying to reflect Christ well. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the person who created me and calls me to be obedient to him. This is something apparently, again, not shared, which I find most unfortunate. I'm here striving for reconciliation. And Dorothy Jane. You know, I've been avoiding the pictures. I avoid the pictures and the videos. Of our family and of you, because it hurts. But over the last few weeks, I've been watching almost every night before I crawl in bed alone, the video that Eric Lee did, Mother's Day for You. And it's reminds me so much of the woman I love and the family I miss. And the pictures she has in there are absolutely marvelous. And, you know, I did get an email from Eric Lee today about Jonas Brothers. And, you know, first thing I did when she sent that email is I went and looked at the photos from long ago when I drove them to Winston-Salem to see the movie, whatever movie it was, Jonas Brothers movie. And I sent her a picture. And, you know, because I love my kids. I loved them then. And I love them now. And I miss them. A person changes when he doesn't have his family around. But out of the grace of God, I've learned how to love far more than ever before. And I'm going to put that into not just words, but deeds tomorrow, as I've done many times. Dorothy Jane, I also very much love you.